When she died more than a decade ago, Tammy Wynette was known as the First Lady of Country Music. She was born in 1942 as Virginia Wynette Pugh in a rural county of Mississippi. By the time she was in her mid-20s, the hairdresser-turned-glittering country superstar was on her way to being the first artist in the genre to go platinum. Wynette had more than 20 number one hits, though she is still best remembered for signature songs of the late 60s and early 70s, such as I Don't Wanna Play House and Stand By Your Man.
Cold and lonely. Stand by your man.
Drama is what Wynette's music best expressed, and judging by a new biography, there was no shortage of it in her own life. Author Jimmy McDonough has written Tammy Wynette, Tragic Country Queen, and he joins us now from WKNO in Memphis. Jimmy McDonough, welcome to the program.
Oh, I am so glad to be here. Thank you.
Now, we just heard a little snippet of Stand By Your Man, but tell us, how did Wynette's stage and vocal style stand out from some of the other country music icons that we know of from the period, people that she was even friends with, like Dolly Parton or Loretta Lynn?
Well, I'll tell you. I have a theory, a lot of people have this theory. Great artists, they learn how to do one thing great, and that's it. And that is Tammy. She, in terms of a sad song, a slow, sad song, nobody could rip it up like Tammy. I mean, you have to be there and into it and be willing to go right off the cliff with her because she just is unrelenting.
Well, something else she did well, though, I have to say, the hair, the costumes, the huge eyelashes, and, of course, the rhinestones, some of that really great imagery from that time that actually we all take for granted now, maybe, or even sometimes parody when we talk about the history of that music.
Oh, yeah. Tammy did it all, and she did it to the nines. And not only did she do it to the nines, but as her daughter Georgette said, you know, she could buy a Bob Mackie gown that was worth, you know, $1 bazillion and then go out and find some shoes at Kmart for $5.99 to match them.
She was the original high-low shopper, it sounds like.
Dig that. And she never got her ears pierced, so they were always clip-on earrings. The bigger, the better. She had these big garish red peace sign earrings that everyone remembers. I mean, you know, it's all part of the deal with Tammy, and you gotta love it. I mean,
all right,
lot of style.
We gotta take on the big song, which we played at the start. Stand By Your Man was one of her biggest hits, and at the time it was criticized by members of the women's liberation movement. And then in the mid-90s, it became the subject of discussion again when Hillary Clinton referenced it during a news interview. And she was saying that she's not like some little woman standing by my man like Tammy Wynette. And it's just so interesting, the lifespan of this song. How did Wynette come to view that song?
Well, you know, I mean, Tammy was very proud of the song. When asked about it, she'd just say, you know, very demurely, you know, I just thought it was a little pretty little love song, you know.
But in the book, it doesn't sound like she shied away from taking on the politics of it in a way.
No. She grew up in a time where, in a place where, you know, the men folk came first, and that was it. You stood by your man. Literally, yes, she believed in the song. But if you study the song, it ain't all that clear. There's this line in that song, after all, he's just a man.
And if you love him, I'll be proud of him. 'Cause after all, he's just a man.
Now, dig that. What exactly does that mean? Boil the fat down off it. You still can't really tell me what that means. Some people take it as a critique, like, after all, he's just a big dummy. Unfortunately, though, I think the most obvious literal translation of that record, sort of imprisoned her.
We're talking with author Jimmy McDonough about his new biography, Tammy Wynette, Tragic Country Queen. Now, Tammy Wynette had five marriages, and she seemed
sure
to court
did.
The image of the tragic heroine, or like the patron saint of bad marriages. Was that not just part of the image, but part of who she was?
Well, yeah, you know, Tammy was a romantic. I mean, you know, Don Chappell, her second husband, talks about how they had a blood oath, you know, where they pricked their fingers and commingled their blood. And I'm certain Tammy meant it with all of her heart. Tammy was in love with love.
Well, I want to actually talk about George Jones, one of the great country music stars. And when they got together, it was like homecoming king and queen for country music. I want to play a duet that they did called "It Sure Was Good."
We don't know what it was, but we had it. We don't know where it went, but we lost it.
You'll notice if you see them sing together, they sing really close together. There's an intimacy that comes when those two sing together. You don't see it really with, say, Loretta and Conway or Porter and Dolly. They were in love, and they were singing to each other, and you felt it.
Well, it may never come back again. No, we don't know what it was, but it sure was good.
Did you find you had days when you didn't like her very much? I mean, the alleged kidnap attempt, the drug use, the five marriages, how she treated her rivals.
No, I can't say that. I got to tell you, towards the end, there was no levity in the last few decades of Tammy's life.
Well, let's get into it a little more then, because
sure,
you talk
a
lot in the book about her health problems and how those health problems fed into a cycle of drug abuse.
Yeah, Tammy had terrible problems with her stomach and her digestive tract and had, you know, according to her count, 30-some operations. So what happens? She was fed painkillers to get her through these shows. I mean, some of the people who worked for her told me how she'd pull a mic cord in just the right way to alleviate some of the intense pain on her stomach. And I mean, I have watched a lot of footage of this dame, okay? I could never tell when she was feeling bad. And if you listen to the people who were close to her, she was feeling bad a lot of the time.
I'll get by, but no matter how I try, there'll be times you know I'll call. Chances are my tears will fall, and I'll have no pride at all from time to time.
Tammy was her own woman. She was very independent. But for whatever reason, life kind of, you know, did her in the end, and she couldn't make it on her own.
Until then, I'll lean on you. That's all I mean to do. Till I can make it on my own.
Even the happy songs with Tammy, they ain't that happy, you know. And why that is there a sled on it that says Rosebud? I got to tell you, I looked under the false eyelashes. I checked the heels on the high-heeled shoes. I looked under the polka dots. And there's something very elusive about her. And I think that's what's so alluring about her as an artist. She is a bit of a mystery.
Jimmy McDonough is a magazine writer and biographer. His latest book is Tammy Wynette, Tragic Country Queen. Jimmy McDonough, thank you for talking with us.
Always a pleasure.
You can read an excerpt from Jimmy McDonough's biography of Tammy Wynette and hear the singer's music at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen returns next week. I'm Audie Cornish.
Let me keep on using you till I can make it on my own. Till I can make it on my own.